This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're welcome.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. أشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت سيدنا محمد وابعث اللهم المقام المحمود. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا محمد نبيا ورسولا. اللهم صل وسلم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزِد وبارِك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلِّم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify with full firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwa Allah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in you and I a greater love for Him, fear of Him, and hope in His unending eternal mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us khayr in this dunya and khayr in the akhirah and protects all of us from the punishment of Jahannam. Allahumma ameen. One of the great sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to work in the present while being focused and planning for the future. And of the greatest lessons we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his unending optimism and hope in the deliverance, support, and assistance of Allah, especially in the most difficult and dire circumstances and considerations. And one of the greatest failings and one of the aims of the shaitan, لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, is, as Allah describes, to make those who believe feel a dread and a sadness and a sorrow that causes them to be unable to move forward in life. And subhanAllah, if there was anyone who experienced hardship and tragedy, no one could claim a higher rank in that than our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Orphaned by his father as before his birth, orphaned from his mother in his young age, under the age of 4 or 5 years old, raised up by his family, but given to the care of those who were travelers and Bedouins to strengthen him and protect him, but also due to the scarcity of life at that time in Mecca. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one who had to work for everything he received in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nevertheless had the purest of hearts and intent. And therefore, step number one for myself and you in life is to always look in us to seek to influence what comes out of us. And the way of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to speak once but to think twice before, to consider what is to be said, what is to be done, and that it is always more important to be a person who has intention before their action. In the authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that we all know and have heard and have studied, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, that anything you do in life is predicated, built, achieved, based on the intention that precedes it, subhanAllah. Whether it is you want to become financially successful, to cure a particular ailment in your life, whether it's a social, financial, spiritual, or health, everything that you do, the secret of its success is in the thought that comes before the action. And in every moment of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see Allah gives us clues about this in the Quran. Near the end of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those whose hearts are alive, those who are believers, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. They are those who reflect upon what is in the creation of the heavens and the earth. 2 days ago, there was the beautiful moon rising. For many of you, you might have seen it. If you were out a little bit after Maghrib, mashallah, one of the most spectacular occasions is the lunar new moon and new year, the new year of the lunar calendar, where the moon began to rise a little bit. We were in, you know, South Perth on the foreshore, and you could see this moon coming up from behind the buildings. SubhanAllah, at that moment, anyone who saw the moon and its beauty and its splendor and how large and bright and luminous it was would be struck by its beauty. I want you to keep that thought in your mind. And then remember the statement of the Sahaba, Anas ibn Malik, Amr ibn al-As. They would say, once we were sitting in the desert and we finished our Maghrib. And in the desert, there's no buildings, there's no obstructions. And the moon began to rise, the full moon. And I looked to the moon and how beautiful and captivating it was. And then I looked to the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا وَجْهُهُ, his face was more beautiful, more radiant, more luminant than the rising moon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there are moments in your life where you are standing at this captivating sight. You're bewildered by the beauty of the seashore or the mountain region. You say, Subhanallah, look at how beautiful it is. If you were to see that moment that took your heart, and then in that moment you look to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beauty exceeded all of it. But the greatest beauty of the Prophet ﷺ was not just his physicality. It wasn't just how beautiful he was in his creation. We know in the Quran the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that Yusuf, when you were to gaze upon him, some of the women of his time, akbarnahu, it's like they said takbir. It's like, Allahu Akbar, look at how beautiful this man is. Akbarnahu, he entered a room, they were so awestruck by his magnificence. وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنْ, they were distracted from what they were doing. They cut open their hands. The Prophet ﷺ said, Yusuf ﷺ, أُعْطَى شِطْرَ الْحُسْنِ, he was given half of beauty. And in the hadith of Aisha, that I ﷺ was given all of it. ﷺ, the beauty of the Prophet ﷺ was striking. And you might say, well, how come people didn't cut their hand open? The Prophet ﷺ had something different. It was called hayba, a sense of awe. Amr ibn al-As, who knew the Prophet ﷺ for a decade before Islam arrived to the Prophet ﷺ. He knew the Prophet ﷺ after Islam and into the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Later on, people would say, who never saw Rasul ﷺ, Amr, can you describe how he looked? And he would say, radiallahu anhu, about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anytime I put my eyes upon him, I had to look away from the magnificence of his radiance. He had something about him that you couldn't look him in the eye for extended periods of time. He had this waqar and this dignity and this haybah that cloaked him. Where does this come from? And how can we achieve similar to it, that there is love in the hearts of people towards us, but a sense of awe and respect and hayba that is given to us by Allah? Well, it comes in following the sunnah of living in the present when difficult things strike, hoping for a better end into the future. The most beautiful aspect of Yusuf alayhi salam, and that's why in Surah Yusuf it's repeated more than once, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, be patient and it will beautify you. Be beautifully patient. Where is the jamal of beauty? Where is this beauty and this beautifulness of being patient when difficulties strike? Look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. As a young child, jealousy from his own blood brothers against him. As a young child, kidnapped by his own siblings. As a young child, thrown into a well to either die or be taken far away. As a young child, those who rescue him in the land he lives, instead of saying, let's go to that camp and give them back their son, they rather say, steal him and sell him into slavery. This young child who is purchased innocently is abused by the mistress of the house. This young man who grows up into a beautiful specimen of a human being is now accosted and lied about and falsely imprisoned, bid'a sinin, nearly 10 years. فصبر جميل. But his patience and his support beautifies him, and his story is أحسن القصص, the greatest narrative that we can study. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty was not just physical, but the cloak of his beauty, the hayba, was his dignity in his patience. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who buried 5 of his children. Is the one who buried Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, his greatest love. Is the one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would see with his own eyes the torture of those who were innocent but only were in harm's way because they believed in the message he carried. And he would walk by them, and the only thing he could say to support them, صَبْرًا آلَ يَاسِرْ فَإِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. O family of Yasir, O Ammar, O father of Ammar, O Sumayya radiallahu anha, the first martyr, the first one killed for her faith in Islam, be patient, the next time I meet you is in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is pushed out of the city, of his birth, of his family, of his tribe, is the one whose beauty becomes magnificent on account of his patience. And due to the shortness of time, I'm only going to narrate 2 incidents that show you the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he uses a moment of difficulty to bring about happiness in the days that come after. As they were sitting in the masjid, in khutbat al-jumu'ah, an unbelieving merchant, businessman, entered the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. This man was a person who the Prophet ﷺ had borrowed a sum of money from. And you might say to yourself, why did Rasulullah ﷺ borrow money from non-Muslims when there's Uthman and Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr gave all of his wealth. Why would the Prophet ﷺ do that with people who were not Muslim? For many reasons. 2 simple ones is to show them how we as Muslims are in our business, because he's an example for us about honesty and hard work and keeping our word and establishing contract, so that you and I have an example of how to do business with people who are not Muslim, that there's nothing wrong with taking terms from those who are not of our faith. Which was different to the practice of the Jewish people, the people of the scripture of the time, who only did ethical business dealings with each other. The second reason was so that the Prophet ﷺ would not inconvenience a believer. If Rasulullah ﷺ came and borrowed from me money, would I ever go back and say, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, give me back? Wallahi. And if he came to give it, I would say, Ya Rasulullah, no, I will not take it back. This is for you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us these noble ethics. This man, an unbeliever, comes in from the rear of the masjid. And as the Prophet is speaking to the believers, he raises his voice. And he says, give me back my money that you owe me, ya Muhammad. How can you claim to be a man of God and you have taken my money and not repaid it? Abu Bakr and Umar and Sahaba qamu. Umar radiallahu anhu, he stood up, I'm gonna tear this man apart. How dare you, in our masjid, to in our day of Jumu'ah, to the face of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use such vulgar words, especially when you are wrong and the Prophet borrowed money that is not yet due. How dare you? فَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اجلس يا عمر. Umar, sit down, أكمل. Continue what you have to say. When the man heard, got a green light from the Prophet to continue, أَجْهَدَ نَفْسَهُ, he kept going and going until he lost his breath from all of the vulgar things he said. The Prophet said, you're finished? Finished. فَقَالَ عُمَر, the Prophet ﷺ says, عُمَر, now is the time. Umar is like, I'm ready. صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عن عمر الفاروق. Umar stood up. لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what do you order me to do? He said, اِذْهَبْ مَعَهُ, go with him, borrow money from another person, وسد ديني. Give him the money I owe him, even though it's not time. It's not time. But he wants his money, go to somebody else, borrow in my name money, give it to him. ثُمَّ, and after you give him that money, borrow the same amount and give it to him for how you treated him amongst us in our masjid today. SubhanAllah. Umar walks, the man is walking behind him trying to, he's upset. He says, Ya Umar, أتدري لما فعلت هذا? Do you know why I did what I did? فقال لأنك عدو الله ورسوله. Because you are an enemy of God and His Messenger. You're an evil person. No one would disgrace the Anbiya of Allah unless they have evil in their heart. فقال كلا. No. ولكن رأيت في نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's not what you think. But I saw in your Prophet ﷺ every sign of being a prophet of Allah except one that I needed to see for myself. I needed to make it happen. I was waiting, so I had to force it. Umar said, what is this sign? He said that whenever a person, jahala, increases their ignorance, increases their abuse of the Nabi, of a true prophet, izdada hilmu. That their mercy increases to cover it up. They are not people who seek harm to others. فَلَمَّا قَالَ لَكْ, when he said to you, give me back what he owed me, I said he's not the messenger of God, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he told you to give me a gift, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended to these moments that captivated and turned the heart. After Jilsatul Istiraha, we will study another moment from the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Upon entering Mecca صلى الله عليه وسلم in the day of conquest, it is the day where Mecca now is returning to the Tawheed of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. There remains among some of the chiefs in Mecca those whose heart is callous, angry, and hateful to the faith and to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them is Fudala radiallahu anhu wa ardah, one of the Sahaba eventually. Fudala, one of the minor chiefs of Mecca, he says to himself, even if I die, I am going to take the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. I will not let him enter upon us in this motion of strength. I'm going to assassinate him. So he took a small piece of metal, a small dagger, tipped it in poison, and hid it in the sleeve of his clothing. And the Prophet ﷺ, after cleansing the Kaaba and praying in it, he began to make tawaf. Fudala said, فَدَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ. I began to walk, أَتَرَقَّبَهُ, from a distance, walking, trying to draw close to him without being suspicious. فَإِذَا بِهِ وَقَفَ وَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ وَقَالَ يَا فُضَالَ مَا تُحَدِّثُكَ بِهِ نَفْسُكَ. All of a sudden, from a distance, he stopped, tawaf, turned and faced me and indicated to me and said, Fudala, what do you have in your heart? What are you deliberating on? فَقُلْتُ جِئْتُ تُقَى. I only came to study your piety, what you do as a believer. What is this Islam? فَتَبَسَّمْ. He smiled and continued his tawaf. فَدَنَوْتُ مِنْهُ. I continued to come closer. Second time, he stops and I'm near him. And he said, فُضَالَ, what do you have in your heart? What are you planning? Oh, nothing. He smiled. Third time, Fudala says, قُمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I was upon him. خلاص, striking distance. فإذا به وقف والتفت ووضع يده على صدري. All of a sudden he stopped, turned and put his hand on my heart and said, Fudala, what is in your heart? What is inside here? Fudala at that moment enters into Islam. Not just because of the hand of the Prophet ﷺ is precious and full of barakah, but he understood that the Prophet gave him his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At any moment from the beginning, the Prophet could have said, Ya Umar, Allah has informed me. Second time, Allah has informed me, this man intends harm to me. But the Prophet ﷺ waited for him to come to say to him, I don't fear you, my only fear is of Allah. I would rather put myself in danger and win you over to faith, because the future is better than the present. Fudala says, Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru, fama rafa'a yadahu an sadri illa wa huwa ahabba al-khalqi ilay. I swear to you by the Lord Almighty, who I worship none now but him, he did not touch my heart and remove it, his hand from it, except I love no one more than him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our days and in our times, we are in need of those who are willing to repair relationships. We are willing and needing to be of those who are willing to bring people close, even if we do not feel that they have our best intent in mind. We at times need to open doors that people think we will close in their faith, whether they are people from our community or outside our community. And one of the greatest tragedies that we have sometimes within our homes as Muslims is that we make some of our children, some of our relatives, some of our spouses feel that where they are today has no bearing and cannot change where they could be tomorrow. Giving people hope is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We live with each other today, but our hope is for the future. I leave you with this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two men who were friends, almost like brothers. One of them was righteous, ahadahum salih. The other, muqsir, was a little bit making mistakes. His best friend, ta'akha fillah, it's like he is his best friend for Allah, like his brother in front of Allah. The one who was praying and fasting and charity and doing everything outwardly good would say to his friend who's a little bit in his mistakes, aqsir, stop, inna allaha la yaghfiru laka abada. If you continue, Allah will never forgive you. وَلَا يُدْخِلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. You will have no place in Jannah if you live your life like this and die like this. His friend would say, خَلِّي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ رَبِّي. Leave me to Allah. مَا جَعَلَكَ عَلَيَّ وَكِيلٌ. He didn't make you a policeman over me, putting me down, harassing me, at every moment taking hope of Allah's mercy out of my heart. Leave me to Allah. فَمَاتَ. Eventually when they die, جمعهم الله. Allah will bring them on the Day of Judgment together. And Allah will speak to the one who was outwardly righteous, as-salih, will say to him, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ. Did you used to say to this one, who made mistakes, أَنِّي لَا أَغْفِرُ لَهُ وَأَنِّي لَا أُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, that he will not be forgiven, has no place in Jannah. أَقَدْ مَلَّكْتَكَ أَمْرِي أَوْ أُتِيتَ عِلْمًا مِنْ عِنْدِي. Did I give my power of decision to you to use? Did I give knowledge of who's in Jannah, who isn't, for you to know? فَاشْهَدْ أَنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. See today how my mercy forgives all of his sins. وَأَنَّ لَكَ النَّارِ. But to you, you have a moment to be in hellfire. Why? The ulama, they analyze this hadith. Why is the one who prayed and fasted, why is he the one detained and held back? Because he took hope out of the hearts of the believers. He did not let those who were sinners believe that they had a place with Allah. Harun alayhi salam, when the people of Bani Israel were worshipping the false idol, the golden calf, imagine saved from Fir'aun, seeing the destruction of Fir'aun, 20, 30, 40 days later, they are worshipping a pagan idol. He says to them, Inna Rabbakum Ar-Rahman. O my people, your Lord is Ar-Rahman, he's the forgiving. فاتبعوني وأطيعوا أمري. Come back to me and follow my path. He doesn't say your Lord is going to destroy you and punish you and kill you. And the people of Rahmah are the ones who have the greatest beauty. And the more a person learns of Allah, the more they have compassion towards those who are ignorant of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify us with the beauty of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah allow us to live in the present, but to help us protect and perfect and cure ourselves into the future. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our school, our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His light of guidance into our hearts and into our homes. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa aqim as-salah. لا إله إلا الله. استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا. اخشعوا في صلاتكم وصلوا صلاة مودع. Humble yourselves to Allah عز وجل. Still complete your lines. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Tabarak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر.
سبحانه.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحانه.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك الله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك.
Just a couple of quick announcements from the school, inshallah. We will have our final public Jumu'ah, inshallah, next week. You are welcome to join us, inshallah. For those of you who are parents and you want to start bringing your children's books to their classrooms, you are able to do so from Thursday. So if you want to come to the school Thursday, bring your books to the classes, inshallah, the teachers will be here Thursday and Friday, bi-idhnillah. For many of you, you already know that the uniform shop, alhamdulillah, is open. It will remain open today until 3 p.m., inshallah. If you need to purchase uniforms, you're welcome to go there. Just to the left of us, under our building, under the Musalla, inshallah. And finally, we look forward, inshallah, to a productive year. As you know, there are these COVID restrictions that keep us with masks and things like this. There will be some disruptions in terms of access to the campus that is of a higher security level than what is normally accustomed to. We do need to make sure that we keep our school campus clean, safe, and available for our students, inshallah. So we do apologize in advance for that. Our acting principal, our dear brother Naeem Mir, inshallah, will communicate with all of us about some of those procedures and protocols early in the week, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First week of school, first day of school for our students is the 31st of January, Monday morning, inshallah. Not this Monday, next Monday, inshallah. Yes, open Monday, Tuesday, open all week, inshallah.